You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you.
But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life, and I got mountains to climb.
Greetings.
Greetings.
We bless you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. It's just so good to be here this morning. We're just so thankful that God has allowed us to see another day.
Amen.
And there's a lot of folk, if we call on them this morning, they wouldn't answer us because they gone on to one place or another. But one thing about it is, you must be born again.
Amen.
If you want to wake up and see Jesus, you must be born again. If you don't, in hell, you're going to lift up your eyes. And ain't no two ways about it. Ain't no gray area. And you can't straddle the fence. Either you're in or you out, and that's the true reality about it this morning, and we just need to put that out there, because that's
Amen.
The truth.
Amen.
And the truth going to set you free. It's going to make you free, and that's what we're dealing with, the truth, the word of truth, and we're just so grateful to be here this morning. Let us go before the throne of grace. Most gracious and eternal Father, we just thank you right now, Lord God. We bless you and magnify you for another
yes,
day,
Lord.
God.
Thank you,
oh,
Jesus.
Father, we thank you for the possibility of rain falling today,
thank
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
It looks a little cloudy out, and we
Glory
just bless God. You for those blessings from above, Lord God.
Yes,
we thank you for everyone that's under the sound of our voice,
thank
Lord, God.
You, Lord God.
We ask that you just take authority right now over the airwaves, Lord,
yes,
God.
Lord God.
We bind the hand of the enemy that would try to come and steal the word
yes,
before
Lord.
It's able
in
to germinate, come to life in the fertile soils of the hearts to your people, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Father, we just thank you right now
thank you, Lord.
That you're doing in this season,
thank
Lord
you,
God.
Jesus.
Father God, encourage the hearts of your people, Lord God.
Yes,
the
Lord.
Backsliders, Lord God. Those that don't know you, drawn
thank
by your
Jesus.
Spirit this morning, Lord God. We just thank you, Father, for your word,
thank
Lord,
you, Lord
God. We thank you that this is our roadmap. This is our covenant with you, Lord God, in order to get to heaven, to be where you are, Lord God. We just thank you for these instructions, these fundamental and very important instructions that you left for us, Lord God, by those that went on before us. Father, we just bless you and magnify you. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And this morning we're looking at Romans, the first chapter. And I'm going to read verses 1 through 5. And it reads as thus. And I'm reading the King James Version. And it reads as thus. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures concerning his son Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations, for his name, among whom are ye also the called of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 And here we find Paul talking to the church in Rome. And Paul is letting them know that I'm a servant. I'm sold out for Jesus. I've surrendered all to Jesus. I used to be a persecutor of the Christians. I used to persecute them. I used to have paperwork from the chief priests, the so-called church folk would have them arresting people and harassing them. This was persecution on a whole nother level. And they would even be put to death. So we see Paul as a young man condoning and okay in what they were doing, because he would hold their jackets. They laid their jackets at his feet when he was a young man. And so this is Paul now saying, look, I'm a servant of Jesus Christ. I'm called to be an apostle and separated unto the gospel. I'm separated unto the gospel. Later on, he talks about he don't know nothing save Jesus Christ and him crucified. So this is him just acknowledging who he is in Christ and who Christ is in his life. He's a servant. He's going to serve him to the end, no matter what comes, what persecution. He's telling us that we must serve Jesus. We must receive Jesus. As you heard me say earlier, you must be born again. You must be born from the Spirit. We were born in the flesh, shaping in iniquity, huh? That's how we come out, but we're reborn. We're born in the Spirit. We're born into the family of God, into Christ. And so we're born into the Spirit, the spiritual things. Woman of God?
Amen, amen. And Paul is telling us, listen, I've been on the other side of the tracks.
Yes.
I've been there when I was sinning. I've been there when I was against God.
Yes.
And see, the Lord Jesus died for us while we was yet sinners, while we was yet against him, when we didn't want to hear anything about him, when we were out there helping Saul, like he was, killed the Christians, thinking,
yes,
that you was going to do God a favor, while you out there in the gothic world, while you out there cutting yourself, while you out there in sin, while you out there in the enemy trying to take your mind. Listen to me, God has a different plan for your life, and these men were called to send that message out. You don't have to go to hell. You don't have to cut yourself. You don't have to lose your mind. You don't have to be in bondage by the devil. Yes, it's a devil out there. Just because you don't believe in him don't mean it's not real. You know things are happening in,
yes,
your life that
Lord
should
God.
Not happen. You know you're going through some things that you never thought you would ever go through. But listen, the gospel of Jesus Christ is here to constrain you, to bring you in, to let you know that Jesus died for you. This is what he hung on the cross for you. He did it for you while you still out there sinning, while you still out there rejecting him, while you still out there turning your head and not wanting to hear the gospel. This is what these men were bought up for, to tell you about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul, he was turned. He was changed by Christ Jesus. Drugs are not going to change you. Alcohol is not going to take it away. Only the blood of Jesus will bring,
yes,
you to a different road. Amen,
Lord,
man of God.
Lord. Amen, amen. Nothing but the blood. What can wash away my sins?
Come on.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole? Nothing but the blood. It's only by his grace and his mercy.
Yes.
We are saved. We are saved by his grace through faith. Through faith. And this is what Paul is telling them. He say, look, I don't know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified, because the blood of Jesus saved me even before he had his encounter on Damascus Road. Jesus had already called him. He'd already called him. He thought he was doing what was right in his own sight. And see, a lot of times we think we're doing what's right.
Come on.
We think we're doing what's right. But if it don't line up with the word of God, then we need to check ourselves. Because we can think we're doing right and be wrong as three left shoes. And this is where Paul was. He thought he was doing what was right. But he was persecuting. Jesus told him on Damascus Road, say, Saul, why you persecuting me? Because if you persecuting the church, the body of Christ, you persecuting me.
Yeah, and he studied the law,
yes,
man of God. He studied the law.
A
he
Pharisee
knew the word
of Pharisee.
God. He could
Come
spit
on,
out scriptures, but couldn't,
yes,
live nothing. You know,
Hebrew of the Hebrew.
Nothing. He couldn't live nothing. He was,
yes,
you know, he carried it to the mint.
The
you know, the law.
The law.
And the law,
right,
killeth.
Yes. The law killeth and condemn. But Christ came with grace.
Huh? And life.
The dispensation of grace and life. So we couldn't keep the law. None of them can keep the law. But Christ came with grace. So it's by grace that we're saved, huh? By grace. It's a gift of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life.
And you know what, man of God, what
is
so amazing to me, that these men come out to preach grace, because that's what,
yeah,
God gave them, grace. He delivered them out of the situation that they were in.
Yes.
I was talking to a young lady on the phone,
yes.
you know, and she began to receive the deliverance and renounce the things of the
my
enemy
Lord.
And turn around, because that's my repent me to
yes,
turn,
to
right?
Turn.
And see, the thing that Paul was getting, trying to get them to come out of disobedience
yes.
and be able to turn in faith to Christ, to turn to believe in Christ.
That's right.
And so he was trying to show them who Christ was, tell them who Christ was, and how God had given him grace through everything that he had did. He was killing people.
Yes,
listen,
Lord.
He was killing people because he thought he was doing what was right.
My Lord.
And so God turned him around. And this young lady told me when we were on the phone and we were talking, and the power of God was through the phone, and she got delivered.
My
and
Lord.
She said, how come this is not happening in my churches?
Yeah.
Why I always get in the line, the prayer line, and nothing ever changed
my
in my life?
Lord,
and
my
I'm
Lord.
On the phone, and now God has just changed my life, has just delivered me from demonic spirits.
Yeah.
You listen, they are real. They are in your life.
Yes.
That's why you're going through so many things you're going through. And
my
she
Lord.
Asked me that. But everybody does not operate in the power of God. Because why? Because we're not preaching the real gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
We're not standing in the authority of Jesus Christ. We don't want to go against warfare against the enemy. We don't want to read our word. We want to be
on.
Lazy. We want to
yes.
visit God when we feel like it. We're not laying down our life.
Come on now.
Hallelujah. We're trying to live our life and what we want to do instead
yeah.
of going to God. But listen, this gospel is real.
It's real.
The power
yeah.
of God is real.
Yeah.
It is available to you today
mm.
if you want it. Hallelujah.
My Lord. And that's right, woman of God. We have to sacrifice and spend time with God.
Come on.
Because if you want to be close to, I'm going to be close to you if I don't spend no time with you.
Exactly.
You my wife.
Mm-hmm.
We have a relationship together.
Right,
we are in covenant together. God is in that covenant with us. So we got to spend time. We spend time with each other.
Right.
We got to spend time with God.
Right.
And I know sometimes I have to check myself because I'll start watching a little too much TV and not spend enough time with God. Working all the time. But that's no excuse. You got to sacrifice. You got to make time for God. And one thing about it too is you got to guard your gates.
Come on.
You got to guard your eye gate, your ear gate, your mouth gate. What you saying out your mouth, huh? That's opening up them gates and portals for the enemy to come in, because he can't come in unless you give him legal access and give him a right. He have rights when you open up the door for him. You give him rights to come in. So what you looking at through your eye gates, huh? What you listening to? What kind of lyrics you listening
Amen.
To and what kind of garbage you letting in that gives the enemy a toehold, huh? Give him a right to be in there. So we have to be mindful of all these things. What are you thinking about that you shouldn't be thinking about? Huh? How many times you look longer than what you should have? Huh? And you start thinking about things. See, that's how the enemy comes in. We got to guard those gates and those portals. We can't let the enemy have access. And then we wonder why everything is upside down, inside out, and all hell is breaking loose in our homes, huh? On our jobs and our workplaces and our ministries and everything else. But we got to see where we spending time at, huh? What we spending time doing. We get lazy, just like the woman of God say, we get lazy sometimes, huh? And before you know, you'll be way off to the left and you wondering where the fire.
All right.
Where the fire, huh? Where the zeal at? Where's the passion I used
what
to
happened?
Have? That hunger, huh?
Yes.
What happened? Huh? I'm not even lukewarm. I'm cold over here. Huh? I'm freezing cold. And that's how you can tell the enemy done creeped in, huh? Cause he come to steal, kill, and destroy. He done come in and stole your peace, stole your joy, stole your zeal and your fervor and your fire. Huh? He done stole it because you're not spending time. You're spending time in the worldly things.
Come on.
Huh? The world is conditioning and setting everything up for a one world order. And if we follow behind the world, we're going to be so far off what the plan of God is and what God is doing. It's going to be sad. And we don't know when he's coming. He's coming like in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. So we got to be ready. We can't be done being lulled to sleep by the world system. And then when we look up, it's too late. Huh? So you got to get ready and stay ready. And that's what Paul is saying. Look, I'm a slave.
Come on.
Huh? Jesus is my master. and I'm following him. I'm duty bound to him, huh? I'm gonna preach this gospel, huh? I'm gonna preach this gospel. I don't know nothing else, but I'm gonna preach this gospel because this is what I've been called to do.
Amen. And it says that in our apostleship to promote obedience to the faith and make disciples for his name's sake.
Come on now.
Among all the nations.
Yes.
Faith comes by what? Hearing.
That's right.
Hearing what? The word of God.
The word of God.
We have to know the word of God.
Yes.
You have to be intimate with the word of God.
Lord,
the word of God is spirit and it is life.
Yes, it is.
It'll change your life.
Yes.
You have to spend time with the Lord. You got to talk to him.
Yes.
Cultivate your relationship with him. This is what they were saying. We came to tell you about the good news. And
come
once
on.
You receive it, listen, you got to come and know who he is.
Yes.
Spend time with him and show the Lord. Listen, go to God and talk to him. It is not too, if you have breath in your body, it is not too late for you to get it right with God. It is not too late for you to come from your lukewarmness.
Yes, come on
it
now.
Is not too late for you to come from being cold in Christ.
Come
listen,
on
you could come. And if you're a religious person and you've been doing all of those religious things because I was at a program and that's just what it was. I was invited to a program.
Yes.
And I asked the Lord, I said, Holy Spirit, would you move in this place? And he said, no. He said, because this is not my service. This is this person's program.
My
they
Lord.
Didn't even invite him in.
My
come on,
God,
somebody.
My God, my God.
Come on. Come, somebody out there, listen to what I'm saying. You got to invite the Lord in. You got to ask him to come and be a part of what you're doing. You got to ask him to come in and work into your life and save your soul. See, it's a decision that we got to make. When we open our eyes, it's a decision that we have to make. We have to go to him. We have to invite him in. Listen, he's not going to force his way in. He's there at
That's
the door
right.
knocking.
Come on now.
He's knocking. He said, today is the day. Don't harden your heart.
Yes.
But open the door and let him in. Open your heart and let him in. You can't change yourself, but he can.
That's right.
You might not be able to change your situation, but God can.
Come on now.
Receiving Jesus Christ. This is what they were doing. They were going out bringing obedience to the faith.
Yes.
And what is the faith? Believing in Jesus Christ. Believing what God has done through his son, Jesus Christ. So you can come into a relationship with him. Man of God.
That's it. And that's what it's saying. That by whom we have received. Paul is saying we have received.
They had to receive it too.
Me and all the other apostles, we have received a grace and apostleship. We receive grace from God and we receive the calling.
Yes.
Huh? He's called us to preach this gospel and to take this gospel message, the good news of Christ, to all nations.
Yes.
Huh? That, listen, it's by the grace of God that we're him. Because it's only his grace. It ain't nothing so grand and fantastic that we've done. But it's because
what he did.
He did. Christ living in us and moving through us by his spirit. And see, and that's what happens when you spend time with him.
Yes.
When you develop a relationship with him. The Holy Spirit comes in. The Holy Spirit is going to teach you all things. The Holy Spirit is going to bring all things to your remembrance. As what God has already said, and that's the word, that's the holy scroll, which was already promised to the prophets and to the forefathers before. And now they're just carrying the torch. And that's what we're doing. This right here is an example for us beforehand. These holy inspired men that wrote the word of God, inspired by the Holy Spirit, so that we would have instruction, so that we would know what we need to do to stay strong in the faith and to keep the faith and to spread the gospel. Because it is the gospel that saves. It is our relationship with Jesus. The Holy Spirit is cultivated. Our inner man, our inner woman is cultivated, and we gain spiritual strength. We are strengthened by this word. When we meditate on this word, when we pray and build ourselves with our most holy faith speaking in our spiritual language, praying in the spirit.
Yes.
Building us up in our most holy faith, woman of God.
Amen. I want to give this testimony. God had allowed me to witness to a young man in a hospital.
Yeah.
He was working there, listen, and he was saying that, you know, his grandmother told him to pray, and he had been in some situations, and he said he had went to church. He had went to church, and so I went down and got something to eat, and I came back, and I sat down, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, listen, asked him if he ever received Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. Mm. Listen, we got to be available to God.
Yes,
and then when the young man came back, I asked him, I said, have you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Because it doesn't make a difference that you could sit in church all your life. People have been sitting in church till they're 99 years old.
Yeah.
Never received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They're reading the word, but don't have a relationship with the one who wrote it. Hallelujah,
my
Jesus.
Lord.
They just sitting there, got a form of God and is denying the power thereof. And when the young man told me, he said, no, ma'am, I have never seen. We got people sitting in a church and we never give them the invitation to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. We never tell them the truth. This is what the apostles were telling them.
Yeah.
Listen, y'all know the law, but
yeah,
I know the one who created it. Hallelujah. I'm the one. I know the one who hung on the cross. I know he died for me because look what I was doing. If I was right, then I would have still been doing what I'm doing. But God turned around and changed my life.
Right.
Christ came around and changed my life. That young man received Jesus Christ and his Lord and Savior, and he began to cry. And you know what he told me? He told me, he said, ma'am, you don't even know who I am. But he said, for the past several days, I've been just asking God to have mercy on me. Have mercy
on
me. And I just told him, I said, God had better plans for your life because he just saved your soul.
Amen. And see, that's the power of the gospel.
Yes.
Sharing the word of God. That you don't have to be all intelligent and have all these degrees and stuff. I mean, that's fine in its own respect. But my thing is this. The word of God will do the
work.
Jesus is all you need. These men were unlearned. These apostles. Paul. Now, Paul was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. But, you know, he said he considered all that dumb. Huh? Save Jesus Christ and him crucified. All that was nothing compared to the word and the relationship with Jesus and having that indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
These guys was out there, but when they were with Jesus and they come around the people, they knew that there was a change.
Come on.
They knew there was something different. They say, we know that you've been with Jesus.
Yes.
Like Paul. Paul cussed them out when they were taking Jesus to Peter cussed them out when they was taking Jesus through the trial. But because Peter lied, said that he wasn't. But they knew because they could see it on him. They could see there was a change and there was a light, there was a glow about you. And when you spend time, just like Moses, when he went up on the mountain and spend time, he had a glow on him, huh? The glory of the Lord was all over him. He had to put a veil on him, huh, to deal with the people. But the thing about it is, we have to spend time with the Lord. We have to receive him first.
Yes.
And this word, this word is what draws folk to the Lord. This is what saved. This word is able to save the engrafted soul. The engrafted word of God is able to save man's soul.
Amen. And you can't be doing it half-heartedly.
No,
you got to be all in. 100%.
Yeah.
Or the enemy gonna have a field day in
sure
your
is.
Life. You got to be there.
Yes.
Like the man of God said first, there is no gray area.
No gray
you
area.
You gonna either receive him
or
you don't. You gonna have to walk with him or you not.
That's
you gonna
right.
have a relationship with him
yeah.
or you won't. You need to make that choose you this day whom you will serve.
Yes, right.
If the devil or Baal be your God, serve him.
Yeah.
But if the Lord God be your God, serve him.
Come on.
It's today is the day of salvation.
Yes.
Listen, I'm just hearing news that somebody just died.
My
you
Lord.
Know, they just go in the hospital and they don't even think they're going to leave here and they're gone.
Yeah.
We don't have the time that we think we have.
Yeah.
Listen, it is time to get it right with God.
Come on,
you should be tired. How long will you go around that mountain? How long do you want to deal with those situations? situation. How long before you come to Christ and God can free you from the things that you're going through? I'm not saying that your life will be a bed of roses. We all have things to go through. God said that we will suffer things in his word, this world. But he said, don't worry about it because I have overcome the world.
Already overcome it.
I have overcome the world. I would rather be in Christ.
Come on now.
I would rather be in Christ, like my husband said, and then to serve the devil.
Come on.
Eternity is too long to be wrong.
Come on now.
It's too long to be wrong. We got people that God done allowed to see hell and came back and witnesses and telling us the things that they have seen. We have so many testimonies out there, and yet some of us still will turn our head to the gospel. Listen, today is your day.
Today
is your day.
Yes,
receive
Lord.
Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Today is your day. He died on the cross for you. He did that for you.
Yes,
his blood was shed for you.
Come on now.
For your sins. You're not too far. You haven't gone too far. Maybe you back. I'm calling every backslider back home.
Yeah.
I'm calling every backslider back home.
Come on now.
Just like it was with the prodigal son. God is calling you back home.
Come on,
he
back
didn't
home.
Rebuke them.
No.
He didn't throw him away.
Mm-mm.
When the prodigal son came to himself and said, My father have served.
Come on now.
That have more than what I have
Lord,
out in this
my
world.
Lord, my Lord.
And when he came back home, his father saw him afar off and said, hey, listen, dress the fatted cow. Listen, let's have a party.
Yes.
Let's celebrate. My son
my
have
son.
Come home. That's how God feels when you come back home to him. You are not too far away from
That's
God
right.
that you can't come back home. I say to you, come back home. All you got to do is say, God, I want to come back home. I'm coming back.
Yes, I'm coming back. And there's no place that you can be at. You can't sink too far that God can't save you.
Come on.
And he's not willing to receive you back in. But you got to do just like the woman of God say, just like the prodigal son, you got to come to yourself.
Yes.
Huh? Shake yourself.
Realize.
And look at this thing. Look at the system. Just look at what's going on around you. Open your eyes. Huh? Let the scales fall off this morning. Open your eyes and see. In the realm of the spirit, huh? You see him with your natural eyes, but it can't feel right to you because ain't nothing right. Everything is upside down, inside out. Everything is crashing and failing. The only thing that won't fail you is Christ.
Come on.
Christ will not fail you. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. He's the only way. Eternity is a long time.
Come on.
Just like my wife just said, I love to say that. If eternity is a long time to be wrong. If you miss this thing, following your friends,
guess what?
You're going to spend eternity in a burning hell. Torment. Come on. It ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. Obedience. If you be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land.
Receive Christ today.
Receive him today. You must be obedient.
You must be born
you
again.
You hear the call. The clarion call. You feel the pull from the Holy Spirit. Don't be disobedient.
Come on.
Don't be disobedient.
Amen.
Have faith in Christ.
Yes.
Love on Christ. Receive Christ.
Put your trust in Jesus.
Put your trust in. He won't let you down. Until next time, we love you.
Amen.
We're praying for you.
Yes.
And keep the faith.
And there's victory in Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Just know he loves you and he is waiting for you to just come to him on your knees. Amen.
Amen.
We love
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Glory
we love
to God.
You. God bless you and keep you. We love you. We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you and we're praying for you. Amen.
So I trust them at all times. I wanna walk with you, Jesus. Feel your presence and know you're near. I wanna see you, Jesus, move